Thank you, Lord, for being so good to me. When I was alone, you took me in your sweet family and gave me new hope, said that I could live eternally. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Yes, with all my heart, and with all my soul, thank you for Calvary, its treasure untold. Thank you for heaven there, that place you prepared me there. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Life is full of snares, trials seem so hard to bear. It's then that I reach for the hand I know is always there. And finding he still cares, I bow my head and say this simple prayer. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Yes, with all my heart, and with all my soul, thank you for Calvary, treasure untold. Thank you for heaven fair, that place you prepared me there. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Life is full of snares, trials seem so hard to bear. It's then that I reach for that hand I know is always there. And finding he still cares, I bow my head and say this simple prayer. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Yes, with all my heart, and with all my soul, thank you for Calvary, treasure untold. Thank you for heaven fair, that place you prepared me there. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb with all my strength, with all I am. Will seek to honor His command. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. I've heard how Christians long ago were brought before a tyrant's throne. And they were warned that they would spare their life if they would renounce the name of Christ. But one by one they chose to die. The Son of God they would not deny. Like a great angelic chorus sing, I can almost hear their voices sing. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb, with all my strength, with all I am. I will seek to honor His command. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. Now the years have come and the years have gone, but the cause of Jesus still goes on. Now our time has come to count the cost, to reject this world, to embrace the cross. One by one, let us live our life for the one who died and gave us life, till the trumpet sounds on the final day. Let us proudly stand and boldly sing. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb, with all my strength, with all I am. I will seek to honor His command. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb of God who bore. bore my pain, who took my place, who wore my shame. I will seek to honor His command. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. See, in that colony, you pledge allegiance to the system, not to the Lamb. You know, it's such a deceptive system. I pledge allegiance to that Hutterite colony. Back in Russia, you pledge allegiance to the motherland. Yeah. Satan has really twisted everything.
Yeah, I once had this argument with this guy. He said, when you baptized, you made a promise with God and the church. Like, he just was adamant about that. Du musst der Bund macht mit Gott und den Menschen. Well, I couldn't understand that language because, you know, the Lord had saved me, and I didn't know these talking points, you know. I never really grew up with the Hutterite talking points in my house, you know. And when the Lord saved me, I didn't go to no talking points, you know. I went directly to the scripture and to try out the spirits to see whether these things are so or not, you know. And then when it wasn't so, I didn't believe these things. Like when somebody said, you made a Bund mit Gott und den Menschen. Well, I couldn't understand that language for some reason. I just couldn't get it into my head. I didn't make no promise with no church. You know, that's not biblical. So these are talking points that Satan uses in order to entrap people, and people don't understand it because in many cases they're uninformed and uneducated, and they haven't searched out the spirits, and then they fall for all these talking points, for these deceptive lies that Satan has.
Amen to that. Hear that song we sang. Good morning. Liebes Kind, nach der Welt sollst du dich nicht kehren. You got to put religion in there. Mm-hmm. Twisted up world. Liebes Kind, nach religion sollst du dich nicht kehren. Satan has hijacked that whole Christianity thing and infiltrated with religion. It's all about religion.
He's got everything.
Religion is the deceptive thing.
Yeah, he's got everything sewn up.
Yeah. That's why Jesus said it, where he sees the very elect. You and I, we're sober, we're vigilant, we're in the ball. We're aware of Satan's tactics. And the only reason we're aware of it, we got his number. We're on to things. We fast and we pray and we're top of his garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, he's hijacked everything. He's hijacked that Gemeinschaft. Back in the early church, all those that believed had all things come. And now he just leaves that all those that believed out, and all he's got all things come. And that's what they build their whole empire on, all things come. Never mind believing. You don't need to believe, like my brother told me. Believe in a rat if you want. I've tried to witness to him all my life, and then he wanted me to come back. I said, I don't believe like you guys believe. Well, believe in a rat if you want. That's about the size of these people.
Mm-hmm.
Then he told me in the colony, everybody's a Christian. Like that preacher once said, in the colony, you don't have to be born again. It's all deception.
Mm-hmm.
We're on to that garbage. It's nothing but religious filth. Orchestrated by Satan. When we tell him that, we hear the problem.
Yeah, and that's what Jesus told the old Pharisees and the religious leaders. You make the word of God of none effect, and that's what the religion does. You have to serve their religious organization above the word of God. That's why Jesus said that. You make the word of God of none effect, and it became secondary. And after a while, you know, you don't even go to the scripture because, you know, you're going to bump right into, like, the ideologies that religion really is.
We're telling people the truth. The idea you take it or you leave it or you come on board or you suffer the consequences. That's just, that's the only thing that's left in this world is your truth. You can go out there and look if you want. Doesn't make no difference for us. Everyone has to seek their own salvation with fear and trembling. That's what you and I did. If you want to come on board, fine. If not, like I say, you only got less than 3 years, or Satan's 6,000 years are over, and then before that millennium sets in, there's Katie bar the door. There's 30 days, you can see it in Revelation, of the wrath of the Lamb, the judgment of the Lord, where the planet will rock to and fro like a drunken man. This is just up the road here. God is just pushing it off as far as it can. But God has to fulfill Scripture too. He has to fulfill the Bible because he put the Word of God above his very name. So he can't change it. You're just going to bump right into the day of the Lord. And then Katie barred the door. And all we're doing here, we're just warning people. And I don't even worry about people anymore because they'll either reject it or accept it. If they accept it, fine. If not, like we've had, we had tons of people listening in all the time. But now, there's just a handful. But that's the way it was in the days of Noah, you know. Mm-hmm. There's multitudes of people out there, but they didn't listen. Mm-hmm. How great it is, our living God. Who knows each breath I take and every step I draw? How great it is to serve a God that's real, who knows my everything, and he knows just how I feel. I listen as a man cried out to his God, a wooden stone. And it broke my heart to see all the tears that he shed alone. For I knew that it was hopeless, and he would not receive an answer from the gods he served that cannot hear nor see. How great it is to serve a living God. Who knows each breath I take and every step I draw? How great it is to serve a God that's real, who sees my every tear, and he knows just how I feel. So I fell down on my knees to pray, like so many times before. And I only ask my God to hear my prayer once more. And it seemed like the heavens just opened up, and I could hear him say, "Well, my child, I hear you. What do you need today? How great it is to serve a living God. Who knows each breath I take and every step I talk? How great it is to serve a God that's real. He sees my every tear and he knows just how I feel."
So I
fell down on my knees to pray, like so many times before. And I only ask my God to hear my prayer once more. And it seemed like the heavens just opened up, and I could hear him say, "Yes, my child, I hear you. What do you need today? How great it is to serve a living God, who knows each breath I take and every path I trod. How great it is to serve the God that's real, who sees my every tear, and he knows just how I feel. I listened as a man cried out to his God of wood and stone. You see, it's not only that guy back there. They used to worship these gods of wood and stone, and then they prayed to them, and they couldn't deliver. There's nothing there to deliver. The same thing with the Hutterite God. When they have cancer, they cry and they pray, but that Hutterite spirit can't deliver. Even you and I have, when I had cancer, you prayed for me, and the Lord delivered. It just, that cancer couldn't go out fast enough because we got the proper faith. And that guy here, he cried out to his God of wood and stone. Well, that can't deliver. Same with that Hutterite God. He can't deliver nothing. It's just it's just Satan. You might as well ask Satan to help you. So that's all. The foundation of it is satanic. The foundation of that Hutterite thing is Nicaea, Rome. It's Roman Catholicism.
That's right.
You and I, we say it right. I mean, the people not like it, but that's all right. We're not responsible as people say, do, or think. We're responsible for our own salvation. And if people want it, fine. If not, not. We're not going to lose any sleep over it. You know what I'm saying? Like Jeremiah, the weeping prophet. And then, oh, man, he agonized himself a lot over those people back there. And then here comes Jonas. He's almost wishing for their demise. He had more results than Jeremiah did. That's why you let people make their own decisions. Make your own decisions, and that's why we're setting an example here. You know, if everybody did what we did, if everybody got up around 5 in the morning and started the day with prayer and then sing some songs and spend time talking about things that has eternal value, everybody did that, what a glorious world it would be. That's the closest thing to heaven. What you and I are doing, that's the closest thing on earth that you'll find. That's the closest thing to heaven here on earth that you will find out there. Believe you me, I put the internet on. I know what's out there. Not one person will tell you about the hour we're living in. Because they don't know. Mm-hmm. We're the only two people out of 8 billion people. We're the only two people that can tell the people that we are living just under 3 years before Satan is taken out of this world, and then it's Katie, then it's the judgment seat of Christ, then it's the day of the Lord, the wrath of the Lamb. It's just up to the judgment, like the song says, behold, the judgment day is coming. And it's right here. We're just, you think we would do more, but the more you talk, the more they turn us off, you know. Can't handle that stuff because they're charismatic. Mm-hmm. Satan has infiltrated this world with charismatic stuff because our stuff does not mix with that charismatic spirit. The charismatic spirit, it's got no accountability. Mm-hmm. You can just like the Bible says, in the last day, seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. That's all that charismatic thing is out there. And it looks so real at the surface, but when you analyze it and you step back, it cannot produce nothing. And I was close to it. I observed that all that stuff. I was almost caught up in it. But there's no fruit there. There's no... That thing can't deliver. Just like this guy here who's crying out to his God of wood and stone. That thing can never deliver. The same with that charismatic spirit. It never delivers. I remember that Reuben here. Oh, he thought that Reuben here from Northquay. He thought God's going to come down and heal him. Well, he's got the wrong belief structure.
Exactly.
He believes that charismatic stuff. That can't deliver. Mm-hmm. That comes from that Pharaoh group, the Yusipson and all these tugs.
How can it say, like the song said here, yes, my child, I hear you. What do you need today? And that's what God can do when you serve him, the real God, not this charismatic God out there. That is a delusion. Mm-hmm. The charismatic is a delusion. It's not real.
Can't deliver. Same with that Hutterite God. It can't deliver. People did just up and die, and then off to hell they go because they've been duped, they've been deceived. and shady green pastures so rich and
so sweet.
God leads his dear children along, where the water's cool flow bathes the weary one's feet. God leads his dear children along, some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night season and all the day long. Sometimes from the mount where the sun shines so bright, God leads his dear children along. Sometimes in the valley, the darkness of night, God leads his dear children along. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gave the song
in the night season
and all the day long. Though sorrows befall us and evil oppose, God leads his dear children along. Though grace we can conquer, defeat all our foes, God leads his dear children along. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives the song in the night season and all the day long. Away from the mire, away from the clay, God leads his dear children along. Away up in glory, eternity's day, God leads his dear children along. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night season and all the day long. He has sounded forth the trumpet that shall never call retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of all before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. First Corinthians chapter 2. I read that old chapter yesterday. There's so much in there. We guys can take time out. Just observe it. Start in verse 1. When I came to you, brothers and sisters, I did not come with superior elegance of wisdom as I proclaimed the testimony of God. And that's you and me. We got no elegance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're not preachers. We're just talking. We're having a conversation. That's all we've ever done. That's all I really ever wanted in life, just somebody I can talk to. I want to know about this great God and somebody to share him with. And then the Lord brings you on board, and you've got the same ambition I have. That's why you and I are together, simply because we don't have superior elegance of wisdom as I proclaim the testimony of God. For I decided to be concerned about nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. That's the only person we lift up. There's no room for self here. It's all about Jesus Christ. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and with much trembling. My conversation and my preaching were not with persuasive words of wisdom, but with the demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith would not be based on human and passion, but on the power of God, on human wisdom. We got no human wisdom. Now we do speak wisdom among the mature, but not the wisdom of this age, or of the rulers of this age who are perishing. See the wisdom, these things out there, those preachers out there, eh? Mm-hmm. They can preach. See, that's the worldly wisdom. Mm-hmm. They can make tears to your eyes, but it says you're perishing. What's the point in listening to them? When they're perishing, what they're going to do, they'll take you along with them, down to hell. Perishing means going to hell. Now we do speak wisdom among mature, but not a wisdom of this age or the rulers of this age who are perishing. See how plain it is? I read it yesterday. That's my man. There's so much in this here, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Instead, we speak of the wisdom of God, hidden in a mystery that God determined before the ages for our glory. None of the rulers of this age understood it, like we're saying. The natural man doesn't perceive the things of the Spirit. If they had known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But just as it is written, things that I had... But just as it is written, things that no eye has seen, or ear heard, or mind imagined, are the things that God has prepared for those who love Him. But God has revealed these things to us by His Spirit. See, we know all things, for the Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who among men knows the things of a man except the man's spirit within him? So too, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. See, you and I, we have the Spirit of God. We know whatever we need to know. God can reveal to us whatever it chooses to reveal to us for our daily walk. Now, we have not received the Spirit of this world, because we're not interested in this world. But the Spirit who is from God, so that we may know the things that are freely given to us by God. And we speak about these things, not with words taught us by human wisdom, but with those taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual things to spiritual people. Like I said, this conversation we're having here, that's not for that charismatic thing out there. That's for people that have a hunger and a thirst and a concern for their eternal destiny. The unbeliever does not receive the things of the Spirit, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually discerned. The one who is spiritually discerns all things, yet he himself is understood of no one. For who has known the mind of God so as to advise him? But we have the mind of Christ. That's the bottom line here. We this conversation we're having, this website, this is for people that is determined they're going to do whatever it takes to make it, just like you and I. We know it. Before we start, the Lord put us on this journey. He warned us what it's going to cost. You know, you take up your cross daily. He told us it's going to cost us everything. But we had such a hunger and a thirst for things that has eternal value, we didn't care what they do with us. And to this day, they got us in the house. But see, that's all right. I won't run it no other way. Because we've decided and we're determined to do whatever it takes to make it through this jungle that we're in. Heavenly Father, we just read your word. I just pray you'll help us expound on it, Lord, to explain to people where we are in time and all the many things that you've done for us here in these closing days of time. Allow it, Lord, to register in their heart how serious it is. Just as it wasn't the days of Noah, just as it wasn't the days of Lot, they did not know. And if we don't tell them, they'll never know, because that religious world out there, they'll never tell them, Lord. We just pray you'll inspire us to do say the right things in the right way, Lord. And pray, Lord, you'll open the hearts of the people, because the God of this world has blinded their hearts. They cannot see the glorious light of the gospel. So, Lord, we just pray you'll open up the hearts of the people. And, Lord, of all, most of all, Lord, I pray you'll give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, that's where it's at, you know. It's really an upside-down world, you know. We keep saying it over and over again. Satan has infiltrated every aspect of society. And you see a lot of scriptures about, says a lot about the world, you know. Love not the world. I got to hear in this closing day of the time, it's not so much the world anymore, it's religion. Satan has infiltrated the Christianity.
He did.
He's infiltrated religion. And now what he's done, he's made, it's called charismatic. It's called the charismatic religion out there. And they come here in this country from these Eastern religions. Each one of them, they have their own religion. You got these Sikhs out here, these Indians, and they got their shroud on their head. Everybody has their own religion. And that's the danger that you and I have to be aware of. It's these religions. It's not, like I say, not so much the world anymore. We are aware of the world, but it's these religions that come, and then they control these people with their religion. And everybody has their own set of religion. You can see them when they go through town here. This guy's got a beard to kingdom come, and behind it is a spirit of religion. And then they want to put their religion on other people. And the same thing with Yamish and all these people there. It's all behind it is a spirit of religion. And that's what the Bible talks about. Love not the world. Love not religion. Just that simple. And I don't know how simple you can put it, because you just kind of want to continue on with what we were talking about yesterday. There's so much in it, because God set it up that you would run into your brother and things like that. Like we're not allowed to go to these colonies. They kick us out, you know. They don't want us there, and then you kind of have to ask permission, and then you don't know whether they'll let you even in there, and you got to go down and bow down to their pope.
That's
each colony,
right.
Mm-hmm. Each colony has their pope. Where are they going to go down? Bow down to their pope. We'd rather not go there.
You have to listen to their religious ideology as they try to push their ideology on you when you ask. You know, you have to listen to their sermon that you know they're not right anyway. You know, so they try to lecture you for an hour before they finally, almost, probably, maybe agree to let you go and visit. You know, and I think to myself, nothing is worth that. You know, why should I be subject to that kind of stuff? To be told that if I come and see, they're going to smash up my car and things like that. That's just not necessary. You know, I'd rather not put myself into that environment and subject myself to that. You know, why would I? You know, if it only causes problems, why would I? I'm better off being here where I'm at.
They're nowhere, right? And it's like, it's 10 times better if the Lord sets it up like he did the other day. You haven't seen your brother for I don't know how long, and then the Lord set it up, you run into him right then there at the Costco the other day, mm-hmm. here in Tuesday. The same thing happened here a couple of months ago. You haven't seen your sister forever and a day, and here you went. We went into the Polo Park, and I said, you know, Lorraine, why did you walk around the food court? Maybe you'll see somebody that you know. And here, lo and behold, you run into your sister and your niece. And see, that's the Lord set it up. They could lucky out, but the Lord bypasses all that, and here you met her right there in the food court at the Polo Park. And you had a glorious time. See, when the Lord wants to, he can put it together, and then they can keep their laws and their regulations. Mm-hmm. They can keep their stuff. We're not interested in it. We got it better than they have it right here.
But people, they think that we have the wrong, because they grew up in that system in religion, and they've been told so many times that's the way to heaven, that Hutterite system, that they start actually believing it, that's a brainwashing session. That's all to do with brainwashing. And that's really carnality, because mm-hmm. when you will read in Romans 8, it says, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. See, when the Lord saved me, when I was 21, I started to read my Bible, and that was one of the first scriptures that I read. There is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. See, when you are in Christ Jesus, you're a new creation. You pass from death into life. You know, from that natural man into life, into the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is that born again experience, like that song said. I felt like the whole world was being rearranged, you know. Mm-hmm. Your whole mentality, your whole way of thinking is rearranged. That's why it says, the carnal man does not perceive these things. Now, my grandma always said to try the spirits to see if they are from God. That's the first line I ever actually remember her always saying. Prüfe die Geister. She always loved that line. Prüfe die Geister. And a lot of people, they're scared to do that, because the minute they start to try the spirits, they realize that their religion is actually not biblical based. It has no biblical foundation. It's actually false gods when you will compare it to the old gods that they had in the Old Testament of wood and hay and stubble. That's really what it boils down to, because it will never deliver you. It can never deliver you. It can never heal you, because you're not serving the real God. And the people are so brainwashed into that system that when you tell them these things, it's hard for them to perceive, because that's the natural makeup. That's why Jesus said you must be born again. Then your whole makeup becomes a different way of seeing things, because you're now born of the Spirit. And then your life has a new meaning, and you want to follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit. You don't want to rot away in some religion, because it's just when you're spiritual, those things of religion are the enemy. It's totally contrary to how the Holy Spirit works, because that's why religion will snuff out the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit cannot move in religion, because they're so organized and so staunched in their ways of doing things that the Holy Spirit can't lead and guide and talk to people.
Amen to that. We're just putting out the truth here. It's closing day of the time, because like I said, you're not going to hear nobody tell you out there where we're living in time. And we got scriptures to tell you exactly right to the day. If we took time out, we could tell you exactly when that angel is coming down to tie up Satan. It's under 3 years from now. If I took time out, actually, you could do it yourself. You just take October the 15th, 2021, and you add 7 years to it. Or you could add 1,260 days and 42 months, and you come right down to the day when that angel comes and he ties up Satan, and Satan is no more. The prince of this world will be put into hell. Jesus on the when Jesus defeated them at Calvary. If Jesus did come to defeat them at Calvary, the devil would have just continued on and continued on. But Jesus defeated them, and back in the day of Adam and Eve, he was given 6,000 years to do his dastardly thing, because he won that challenge back there. He got mankind to follow him by trickery, by deception, and now he's been given 6,000 years, and his 6,000 years come to an end right October the 15, 20, 21, then you add 7 years story. That's the end of Satan. The prince of this world is done. Then everything goes into a complete different dimension. There will be no more devil. And those that will be found worthy, those that have lived an upright life here, those that will be found worthy will go into the millennium age of regeneration. The rest, they're going to go into the lake of fire. It's just that simple. Those billy goats, when the separation of the sheep and the goats come, the billy goats, these people that are wicked, these people that have not done nothing for the Lord, nothing done for their eternal destiny, these are the people that have not been found worthy to go into that millennium age. They're going to just go into that lake of fire. Just that simple. Go back and read it. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Go into that everlasting fire that's prepared for the devil and his angels. And that's the lake of fire. That lake of fire is where the body and the soul are destroyed in hell. Fear not him that has power to kill the body. That's fear mongering that they do. They'll do this and that. Sometimes they'll even burn you at the stake. They'll do everything they can to try to intimidate you and fear monger you. It says, fear him that has power, once the body is killed, that has power to destroy the body and soul in hell. And that's what that lake of fire is for, to completely destroy the body and the soul in hell. And I don't know how long it'll take, but it won't be throughout eternity, like these other rites teachers, that hell is eternal. Hell is not eternal. Mm-hmm. Hell, after 1,000 years, gets thrown into that lake of fire. And that lake of fire is there to destroy. Destroy means there's an end to it. At the end of it all, once the body and the soul is destroyed, like I say, I don't know how long. Maybe for some people that are wicked, it'll take maybe 1,000 years of that fire to destroy, to completely annihilate it. And then the spirit is all purified, and then the spirit goes back to God who gave it. See, it's a program that God instituted way back before the foundation of the world, and when he had himself a council. And all we're doing, we got the full counsel of God. We're telling people exactly 100% the way it is according to the scripture. That's why the Lord has given us, you and I, the full counsel of God, because he knew he's going to have to give us the full counsel of God, because we're living in such a world of deception, and we're the only two people that have the backbone to put it out there and see it the way it is. Yeah, nobody's going to tell you that other right thing is of the devil, that Jakob Uter and that Andreas and all these holy people, they were sent in by Satan to try to put Luther out of commission. That Martin Luther, that church age of Sardis, didn't last very long. You wonder why wouldn't it last longer? Because Martin Luther single-handedly put that Roman Catholic Church out of business, and here it only lasted for a few short years, and then it was infiltrated again with that other garbage, with that dragging people back into communism again. And then, but now the devil, he puts on a religious cloak. Now, like we keep saying over and over again, now he puts on a religious cloak. Oh, you really can't show brotherly love if you don't take your brother into your community, you know. Oh, what a pile of garbage. And then little do people know, because they're brainwashed, little do people know they're being sucked right into communism again, right into the Dark Ages. The Dark Ages was first-class communism. The Pope and And the Jesuits, they controlled everything. If you as much as questioned the Pope, you were burned at the stake. It's just that simple. Until Martin Luther came along, and then he tried to do it with him too, and they couldn't touch him because the King of England, the King of Germany, he protected him. And then, and before you know it, that whole European world was free from that diabolical Roman Catholic system. And here it is in time. The Satan is up to his old tricks again. He's got all these religions under his wing. And that's why the Bible says in the last day, it's going to be very hard to be a Christian, because Satan has managed to infiltrate every aspect of society, and he uses religion to deceive the people. Mm-hmm. It's that simple.
That's right.
And like, if you go through the church, the last 2,000 years of the Grace Age, and you can see how the truth of God has marched on. And that's the whole counsel of God. When you will look at the last 6,000 years of man's history, how God in Adam and Eve, they partook of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and they were taken out of that realm of paradise that God had for them. And then God promised the deliverer. And then for 4,000 years, you can see how man has sojourned this earth. You can see how God called out Abraham, and then the children of Israel were in bondage in Egypt, and he called them out, and there was this great exodus as they left Egypt, and he brought them into the promised land. You can read the history of what God has done in the Bible, and all these stories, they're still relevant today, because everything in the Bible is spirit and life. It has some meaning for your spiritual life. And the Grace Age came in for 2,000 years, and those 2,000 years are numbered. Mm-hmm. There's a number to them. 2,000 years. People don't understand that. Like these religious system, they just think it goes on. It doesn't stop, but it stops. It stopped on October 15, 2021. That was 2,000 years of the Grace Age. And then 7 years were left for that week of Daniel that God showed Daniel. 70 years, and 70 plus 7 is, it will take you to 490 years. And it started counting when Nehemiah went out, but it stopped when Jesus was crucified. And that week, so there are 7 years left, and that week of that two date came in, the 2,000 years of the Grace Age, and then God put that 7 years back in here. That completes Daniel, the prophecy of Daniel 9. The iniquity, sin, and all these will be taken care of in the week of Daniel. And also in the week of Daniel, there is the everlasting gospel. You can read it in Revelation 14, that angel comes out with a message. That's the everlasting gospel. That's what God has available in the last part of the week of Daniel. It says here, it's not a fear God and give him glory. That's all that God is, people will require. That's all God is going to require of people, is that they acknowledge God and give him the glory. See, it runs into a totally different requirement. And then those people that will be found faithful, like you mentioned, they will go into the week, that millennium period of 1,000 years, where Jesus rules and reigns this planet for 1,000 years with the saints, to bring it back to its redemptive state, mm-hmm. where everything is being brought back to perfection, mm-hmm. where sin is out of the equation, death will be taken care of, and all the wicked will be resurrected after that end of when Satan is once again let loose there after that 1,000 years to see who's going to follow his diabolical ways. It's basically God testing those mortals that are born in the millennium. Those that will be found faithful will go into the eternal age. Those that don't, they will all be resurrected at that great white throne judgment there. They will all come before God, all the wicked of the ages. For the last 6,000 years will be resurrected. And then the saints will judge angels, it says even. All this stuff will be judged after the millennium. And then those that will be found faithful will go into the eternal age. Those that have not been will go into that lake of fire. And that's where they're going to be destroyed eventually.
Amen to that. And they're just, all we're doing, we're putting the picture out here. Anybody mm-hmm. that wants it, they can have it if they can only get themselves to believe, like you're saying, the 144,000. He had that everlasting gospel, and you don't have to be born again. All you got to do is believe what these 144,000 fear God and give Him the glory. And the same thing is happening right now. All you have to do is to believe the message for your day, and you will be on that escape route. You will have a way to get out of this hell that's coming. All you got to do is believe the message for your day. And believe you and me, God's going to make a way that you don't have to go through this hell that's come, to the day of the Lord and all this tribulation. Everything that's up the road here, it's not a very pleasant picture. The only pleasant picture there is, if you can only listen to what we're trying to tell you here for the last 40 years. And people just keep rejecting it. And we've said enough things here. What happens when people just keep rejecting and rejecting and rejecting? The Lord can't help you. And He has to let you go drift out to hell and death. And because you're not willing to surrender your life to the Lord. I used to love to sleep in the morning, but then the Lord got a hold of me, and now I can't wait to get up in the morning and around 5 o'clock, and then I love food. I didn't think I'd ever come to a place where I can actually say I love fasting actually more than I love food, and see, that's the way the Lord conditions you to be ready when that time comes. That when He comes, you'd be ready, willing, and able, and waiting for what the Lord has next for you. That's just the way the Lord works. If you can only get yourself to a place where you can surrender and say, "Thy will be done." That's where you and I are at. We got nothing on our own. We're just completely depending on the Lord. And we've gone through persecuted forever and a day simply because we're standing up for a truth. We told these other right the truth of the matter, and then, of course, when you tell these religionists, you tell them the truth, they don't want to know part of the truth. You just see how fast they can get rid of you. And that's just a matter of the fact. It's just that simple.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Heavenly Father, we just come before You. We give You thanks for another day of life, for Your beautiful ways, Lord, that You have created and made a way, Lord, and every generation You have provided a way that they can find a way of safety and a safe harbor in You, Lord, and You've provided it for every generation, and even here in this end time, You've given people a chance. So we just pray, Lord, that You'll take those words and that we spoke and let them speak to the hearts of people, Lord, that You're a merciful God, Lord, and that no dwelling that any should perish, but all should come with repentance and to acknowledge You, Lord, a true and living God. We just give You thanks for all things. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.